I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, that I am thrilled to finally be able to say that this is the pivotal year for second-generation ethanol in the United States and perhaps in the world. That's a big deal. We at Abengoa are thrilled to be able to do that. For those of you that don't know Abengoa, we are an international energy and environment company. The bioenergy business is currently headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. From St. Louis, we operate 15 biofuels facilities around the world on three continents, United States, Europe, Brazil. Those are the commercial scale facilities, not counting pilot or demonstration scale facilities. We produce close to 800 million gallons of ethanol. I have that capacity and some biodiesel also. We have been in the first-generation ethanol business for well over 20 years and looking very much forward to the entrance into the cellulosic side and second-generation technology. So for the last 10 years, Abengoa has been focused on developing its own proprietary commercial second-generation technology, enzymatic hydrolysis technology. And we have worked closely with the Department of Energy. We have developed this technology through laboratory scale, through pilot plant scale in York, Nebraska, through demonstrations plant scale. And we've operated thousands and thousands of hours to produce cellulosic ethanol from various agricultural residues. Today, I am very happy to say that we are in the process, really, of starting up our commercial-scale facility in Hugoton, Kansas. The slide talks a little bit about the details of that facility, but just briefly, it's a 25 million gallon per year facility, but also has the capacity to produce 21 megawatts of electrical power from a biomass boiler. We're located on a 400-acre parcel in the extreme southwest corner of Kansas. We were fortunate enough to have completed a startup of the first phase of that facility. We started up the boiler, used biomass to fuel the boiler, generated electricity, and sold electricity to the grid in December of 2013. Now we are within just a few weeks of beginning a startup on the ethanol portion of the facility, and as I mentioned before, we believe this is a major milestone for us and for the cellulosic industry in general. Tremendous economic benefits, as noted on this slide, of a facility like this. We're talking 75 jobs, about a $5 million annual payroll. That's permanent jobs. I can also tell you that since July, on site, we have had 1,000 full-time construction workers on site virtually every day since July of last year, and that's a huge economic generator for southwestern Kansas. I can tell you that. Our objective is to complete this facility, get it operational early this year, and ultimately get our efficiencies down to the point where, within a very short period of time, where we can, for operation costs, not counting capital costs, but operations costs will approach that $2 per gallon milestone. So that's a great deal. I do have a couple of pictures because I'm almost out of time already. So this is a photograph of the facility with some of the biomass bales in the background, or the biomass stacks. Those are large stacks, each containing about 1,000 tons of biomass, which is about one day's supply for this facility. This is a photograph of the cogeneration unit and the boiler, which was started up again back in December. We also have photographs of some of the fermenters. And, you know, it's hard to get a sense of scale. I keep telling my guys that I want a photograph with some employees in it, some workers. And they say, well, look, you have that. And you can't tell, but there's about a dozen employees lined up on that middle catwalk there. But just hard, you know, what can we do? We either show the plant or we show the people. You can't do both. We do have a unique type of biomass input area, so I had to include a picture of that. We can talk more about that in the Q&A later. I want to talk a little bit, just really briefly, about the feedstocks. We are going to use agricultural residues in Hugoton. We're talking primarily corn stover, but also wheat straw. The amazing thing about Hugoton is we've done an analysis of a 50-mile radius of the facility, and within that 50-mile radius of the facility, there is 15,300,000 tons of biomass available. And even our facility, which is 25 million gallons of ethanol plus 21 megawatts of cogenerated electricity, will only use, of that 15.3 million tons of biomass available, we only need the 0.3. So it's a fairly incredible conceptual number of what's available in the area. The other thing that I want to talk about, and then I will sit down, is simply the fact that we've experienced tremendous improvements in efficiencies, and I really have great expectations and a great belief in the future of this industry. If you just look at what's happened over the last 10 years, the last 4 years, from 2010 through 2014, our yields on gallons per ton of biomass have increased dramatically from 55, actually we're up to about 80 tons or 80 gallons per ton at this point. Enzyme costs have decreased substantially through the use of our own proprietary enzymes that we've developed through a cooperative agreement with Dyadic. Decreased from $1.85 a gallon to roughly 30 cents per gallon estimated at this point. And then overall production costs decreasing from $4 per gallon to approaching $2 per gallon, we think, by the end of this year. So that's a huge deal. Abengoa is using its competencies to diversify our feedstocks, diversify our products. We're already working to diversify feedstocks into a municipal solid waste, and we have opened up a demonstration scale facility in Europe over this last summer that uses MSW as a feedstock, and we are in the process of doing pilot plant projects now for different products, biochemicals, biofuels, biochemicals, and plastics and other products. So with that, I'm going to sit down and let somebody else talk, but we're very excited to be here today.